We have made a terrible mistake. And by we, I mean you. You have made a terrible mistake. As a citizen of the United States of America, you have put your faith in a 4-page document written by farmers, scrawled on animal skin, disseminated more than 2 centuries ago, conceived in desperation in the aftermath of war, composed in the language of the country it was intended to spurn, and not for nothing, scribbled by hand with the quill of a goose. And because you have made a terrible mistake, and because, lamentably, you and I together count as we have made a terrible mistake. We, the people. But really, I blame you. When Alexander Hamilton said, "The people are turbulent and changing. They seldom judge or determine right," he wasn't talking about himself. He wasn't talking about we, and certainly not me. He was talking about you, you, the persons. You have been told, promised, and guaranteed, and since you seldom judge or determine right, you have foolishly chosen to believe, that the Constitution is your great protector, as flawless in its foresight as it is eloquent in its expression. Equal parts holy water, force field, security blanket, instruction manual, and Swiss Army knife. Delivering a more perfect union, establishing justice, ensuring domestic tranquility, providing for the common defense, promoting the general welfare, and securing the blessings of liberty. The killer app of governance. But ask yourself, if the Constitution is such an astonishing document, such a landmark piece of literature, why no Pulitzer? Why no Nobel Prize? If this supposed American masterpiece is so darn revolutionary, why was it never declared one of the 10 best reads of 1787? And did you even notice that defense is misspelled? How embarrassing. For all the Constitution's vaunted glories, it hasn't even been spell-checked. This is our founding document? It is emblazoned on signs at political rallies, where it is as often quoted as it is misquoted. It is cited on the floor of Congress by lawmakers who only defend the parts they like. It has been fetishized and refashioned as the pristine blueprint of a bygone era, a better era, an era we should long to return to, or at least mimic as closely as possible. In October 2010, the Wall Street Journal reported not just a growing obsession with the Constitution, but a spike in the sales of powdered wigs. On a particularly historic election night in 2009, no less than Speaker of the House John Boehner insisted that all the American people want is a government that honors the Constitution. And, when he held up his pocket-sized version at a Tea Party rally in his home state, said, "I'm going to stand here with the Founding Fathers, who wrote in the preamble, 'We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.'" It was a pitch-perfect recitation, and the assembled crowd ate it up. Never mind that it was not the preamble to anything. It was the second sentence of the Declaration of Independence. John Boehner needn't be ashamed. In his ignorance, he is truly a representative of the people. According to a 1987 study, 8 out of 10 Americans believed, as they did that day, that the phrase, "all men are created equal," is in the Constitution. Almost 9 in 10 swore that "of the people, by the people, for the people" is in the Constitution too, even though it is "of the Gettysburg Address, by President Abraham Lincoln," and for crying out loud, didn't anyone ever teach them that? Most egregious, nearly half thought that "from each according to his ability, to each according to his need" was written by James Madison, not Karl Marx. Although they couldn't have fingered constitutional author Madison in a lineup of the framers, and would no doubt have guessed Karl Marx was Groucho's brother. In 2006, according to a Zogby poll, more American teenagers could name the Three Stooges than the three branches of government.